Random House Audio presents The Andalusian Friend by Alexander Soderberg. Read for you by Gilbert Jackson. Prologue. She kept looking between the rearview mirror and the road ahead. She couldn't see the motorcycle, not just then. It had been there a moment before, looming up behind her. Then it disappeared. She pulled into the inside lane of the highway, trying to seek cover from the cars behind her. He kept looking back, trying to direct her driving from the passenger seat. She couldn't hear his words, just the panic in his voice. The outline of the motorbike appeared in the shaky rearview mirror, disappeared for a few moments, then reappeared. It kept going like that as it cruised between the cars behind them. She pulled out into the left-hand lane, which lay open ahead of her, and put her foot down. And the car vibrated with the rapid revolution of the engine as she put the car into fifth gear, the highest. She felt sick. There was a draft around her feet. The bullets must have hit somewhere down there. The holes made a whining noise that merged with the sound of the straining engine, a terrible noise that cut into her consciousness. She couldn't remember how far she had driven before the shots came, sudden and unreal. She had time to see that the man riding the motorbike was wearing a blue helmet with a dark visor, that the gunman behind him had a black helmet with no visor. She had seen his eyes for a moment. She had seen the emptiness in them. They had been shot at from the left. The sound came out from nowhere, rattling in quick succession. The clatter inside the car sounded like someone was hitting the bodywork with a heavy chain. At the same time, she heard a yell, but she couldn't tell if it had come from her or the man beside her. She glanced quickly at him. He was different now. His nerves and fear were shining through, showing themselves as...